Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's not in the snow. It may or may not fall. And it's not in the gifts around the tree. It's in the love heaven gave. Light our Savior came, and that same love can still be found wherever you are. Christmas is all in the heart, all in the
everyone. Happy Festivus Day, too. It's my Christmas special. So hope we can all just have fun and sit back, enjoy. Appreciation to all the faithful listeners, and say Merry Christmas to everyone who's been faithful to me all year long. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to just have fun tonight. Tell people to get in here. I'm going to kick it off with some Christmas music to get us in the spirit.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all. Children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols.
Thank you.
if we could always see such spirit through the
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jerry Garcia. Tonight is the 19th of December, 2012, and I'd like to say happy holidays to all our fans from the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is a special show for myself, my sidekick that I couldn't do these shows without, Mr. Paul from Minnesota, a dear friend of the show who's joining us tonight with a library of holiday music that he's letting us play for all of you, Mr. Chi-Town Joe. And looking down from the stars above, our beloved friend, Ron Rad. We'd just like to get everyone together in the spirit of Christmas and share a little music and joy with you at this time of the year for all of you who support us show after show. So this show is for you. We hope you enjoy it. Hi, Paul. How are you doing tonight, babe?
Hey, I'm good. You didn't give a countdown to how many days left till Christmas, because I was going to respond, there's too few days left before Christmas.
I need a few more weeks added to December. If
there
somebody
you go.
Could give me that for Christmas, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, to heck with days, give us weeks, right?
That's right. I haven't gotten any shopping done. I'm so far behind this year, it's not even funny.
Okay, I want to go over something. First of all, I was not able to play that opener to you ahead of time that I created, and I was off the air talking with our librarian of music and did not hear it. How did you enjoy the opener?
Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Thank you. The other thing is, for anybody that's listening and is not able, because we're going to take some requests for songs, and I decided and talked with Terry about this. If you're not able to type in the chat room your requests, we want you to be able to still get them to us. So on Twitter, you could tweet your requests with the hashtag. Oh, I know what I should do. Or type that in there, Terry.
#Rad.
Yeah. Okay. I will type it in.
Sure.
And it would be a rad. Yeah. Exactly, and I will be watching for any song requests. Now, I want to let you know, this is no joke. Chi-Town Joe is a musical. I mean, he's got hundreds of Christmas songs. He's whittled them down to about 125 available right now. And so we can take any request, and we're likely that he'll be able to play it for you. So definitely feel free to make those requests. Also, you certainly can call in and give a request as well. That's kind of my little technical stuff I wanted to talk at the top. So back to you, Jerry Garcia.
Pardon me?
I said those are my little technical things I needed to get out of the way. And now back to you, Jerry Garcia.
Looks like we were already getting calls up on the switchboard. And we can just go ahead and take some of these without screening and
well,
see who they are.
Should we also bring up Chi-Town and hear if he's got anything? I want to make sure our connection worked, because we're doing it a little special way tonight with Joe on Skype, and I want to make sure that's running properly.
Thank you. Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
It
sounds like we've got a great connection.
I'm glad. I got the good mic on.
All right.
I'm glad to be here with both of you and Paul, and especially all of our good friends that listen all the time, and bring it on.
Sorry about that, Paul. My dog was about ready to make another grand entrance into the show there. I had to keep her from barking there for a minute.
You should have one of those, you know, when you're in a studio and there's that big light that says on air so people know that you can't go in. You need to have one of those lights and then train the dogs.
That's great.
No, we're not. That is one song we're not going to play, BB fan.
The only song.
Anyway, yeah, again, for those that may have just tuned in, we're taking requests for Christmas songs tonight. Sherry also, you know, was thinking if people want to talk about their Christmas plans or memories or anything like that. But mainly the show was about listening to this great music. And let me tell you, I think it's a pretty good connection that Joe can play right from his computer through a mixing board right onto the air with us. So if you have a request.
We have it already, and I have it.
See?
Yeah,
and for those just joining, if you cannot type in the chat room, go to Twitter with a hashtag of ARADXmas Show. I wanted to shorten it up. I hate saying Xmas, but it will be ARADXmas Show, and I will be looking for those hashtags. So
that's great, Paul. I think it's great that Joe has offered to join us with all of this music to play, and I know he's got just so many songs. I'm going to keep mine until the end of the show. He knows what my request is. So we're going to leave mine till the very end, and we'll see what everybody else requests, but I'm going to leave my request till the very, very end.
So I want to ask you, Joe, are you able to see the chat room? So when you see people
yes.
putting requests in, okay. And is there a game of Stump the Chi-Town?
It seems like it is because I have two of the songs on the bottom three. The middle one by Red Wine Guzzler I do not have. But I do have Winter Wonderland, and I do have Christmas Wrappings.
All right, so we're already getting requests, Jerry. I don't know if you had anything on your little opener pages, the things you wanted to chat about first, but I'm going to follow your lead and just tell me when we should start playing music.
Well, let's bring Kansas up and say Merry Christmas to her, and then we'll play a song. Kansas, how are you, girl?
Hi, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, Kansas.
Merry Christmas, Kansas.
Merry Christmas, Chi-Town. How are you doing, everyone? Sherry, first I want to ask, how's your husband doing?
He's hanging in here. It's going to be a long road. We just found out that he's going to be off work for 3 months, and yeah, it's
prayers and blessings for a quick
thank
recovery
you so much.
For him. You're in my prayers, Cherry. I've been thinking about you a lot when I heard.
Thank you so much, babe. I really, really appreciate that. But tonight's a happy show.
Yes.
So did you have a request?
I don't know if Chi-Town Joe has my favorite Christmas song, because it's not one of your typical ones.
Well,
let's give it a shot.
It's Kathy Mattea's Christ Child's Lullaby.
That I do not have.
Well, let's go with one that's in the chat room.
Okay. I can do that right now.
Okay, let's go.
This goes out
Kansas,
red,
you can
wine,
stay on air.
Red wine drinker there. And
Red Wine Guzzler.
Yeah, and I have it all clued up, and it's going to start right about now.
Thank you.
that was Christmas wrappings by the waitresses. If you didn't know, Red Wine Guzzler has put out a lot, but they're mostly punk songs. So, but I have a couple of them. So, just letting you know,
you have
Terry,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I do. It's all mixed up, you know. So, but you know, I try to stick with a little bit of everything, and maybe not the people that are singing. Like I've already got White Christmas, and I didn't think I would play that till towards the end of the show, but I have a different version of it, like by the Drifters, you know. I could play that. I could play Winter Wonderland right away. I could play the Ramones right away.
Well, I must say, Joe, that I do enjoy the Drifters version. It's a different one than the traditional Bing, but it's a very nice one in my opinion.
I agree with you, and we can play that right now if you'd like.
Why don't we just go ahead and play that one right now, and then we can play the traditional one later on.
Sounds good. Here it is, by the Drifters from 1957, White Christmas.
Like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow.
They keep on coming in, the songs. I'm writing them down as fast as I can. And if I don't have the people that originally sung them, I have them by other people. So you'll have to bear with me on that.
Kansas, did you come up with any alternative requests?
Actually, I can play for you my song if you want to hear it. I have it all set up.
Oh, the one that you requested?
Yes, can I play my favorite Christmas song for you guys?
Go for it.
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you. This is Christ Child Lullaby.
Oh.
Yes, we could. It was a little, the sound wasn't as quite as good because it's not coming through our system, but thank you so much, Kansas. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I just love that song. I wanted to play it.
It was a beautiful, beautiful song, Kansas. Very beautiful.
I love it. Kathy Matea.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it. It's a song that I am not surprised comes from you because you have a beautiful heart.
Oh, it just, when I first heard that song, it just, you know what I mean, how a song just goes to you?
Yep.
And this whole CD, her whole CD, it's called Good News. Everything on it's wonderful. Mary, Did You Know, which is a beautiful song. She does such a beautiful job with that song. So if anybody's up to get a new Christmas, it's not new. It came out in, I think, 93. But if anybody's up for a good CD, new Christmas CD, Kathy Matea, Good News, it's called. The whole CD is just beautiful. She's wonderful.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you for letting me.
So do you have a good Christmas story, something to share with us, like a funny story, something, a funny gift or a funny story about Christmas or a holiday story?
Actually, I had a fun Christmas day, actually. This evening was really cool for me. I can share that with you guys.
Absolutely.
We got to meet Kirstie Alley tonight.
You're kidding me.
It was so cool, you guys. She wrote a book. And you know how much I love Dancing with the Stars, and she was just on there. And there's, you know, she wrote a little bit about, you know, her dancing partner, too. But she talked about the book, and she had a book signing tonight at our bookstore. It was so nice, and I got a picture with her, and got to talk to her for a little bit and tell her how much I loved her. She looks so beautiful, you guys. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I bet you were thrilled.
Oh, it was so cool. It was so cool getting to meet her. So that was a really, really awesome Christmas thing. My husband and I were thrilled to meet her. And we went to, and another really cool memory I have, and we went to this Victorian Christmas, it's called. We have this old cow town out here. And they do everything in the Old West, and they dress up, and they have the carolers on this. It was so lovely, a horse and buggy ride, and it was just beautiful.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
It was fun. So this Christmas was special. So that's my memory to share with you guys.
Well, that scene that you just described sounds really, really special.
It was awesome.
Kansas, it does sound awesome. And as often happens, and I feel badly when I do it, sometimes I read chat and I just can't help it and I start laughing, and sometimes it's at an inappropriate time of what you guys are talking about. I apologize if it did come at an inappropriate time.
Oh, no. Paul.
Hey, Gabor in the house. Hello, Gabor.
Gabor.
So what do you have planned for now? Do you have anything real special planned for the rest of the holidays, Kansas?
It's pretty much like your family, too. It's just my husband and I out here. So us and our two fur-coated babies. I make a nice Christmas meal, and it's at home and cozy. I got the fireplace going. I'll have the Christmas music going, and we love our Christmas movies and good food. And we have each other, and you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
And we've my four-legged babies.
Aw, that's us, too. That's
so
us.
Similar.
Our little four-footers.
Yep.
Well, we've got to get some other people calling in and telling us their holiday stories, and we've got to get some more songs. Joe?
Well, thank you for letting me talk.
Kansas?
I'll listen on the phone.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to stay with us, and we'll bring you on from time to time because I love talking to you. We'll put you back on hold for a moment, but I'll bring you up from time to time and talk to you because I just adore you. So,
I adore you.
Thank you so much. But we've got to get some other people calling in and telling us their holiday stories and getting some requests. I know Joe has got lots of songs he's ready to put on here and spin. So. Joe, what do you have on the table for us next?
Well, someone asked for Elvis Presley, and I have a song by Elvis Presley. Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all his reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing it all as merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus come tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, arriving down Santa Claus.
doesn't care if you're rich or poor. I love you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children. That makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer. No Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out. It's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Ho, ho, ho. She was ready to go into another song. You want to take another call, Cherry?
No, why don't you spin another tune?
This was asked for in the chat room. I'll Be Home for Christmas. It just came out last week by Lady Antebellum.
That was a beautiful rendition of that song.
Thank you.
You know, I love Elvis. No matter how old I get, I think I'll always love Elvis. You know, he was just an icon.
Certainly was. Can I just ask one favor from everybody that's in the chat room? I can't write to you And when you write me in a private message, it wipes my whole screen, and I have to reload everything. So I can see that stuff, you know, but I'm just letting you know. I'm not trying to be rude or nothing. I'm not answering you back. It's just it knocks everything off. But I'm trying to write down what you're saying and what you're wanting to hear. So you know that. Just so you know.
I think you did that. I know sometimes it's very hard to do multiple things at once, and especially if it's wiping your screen completely blank, so that's not fun.
No. But I have I have a lot of music that I haven't played from them, from all our Rad Reality Show fans here, and, you know, I'm trying. But, see, I could do one show just for Red Wine Guzzler because I have all those songs from my old days in the college radio she's asking for. And I didn't kind of bring all those up. So, I do have a few. But it's funny. It makes me laugh. It really does. I would like to say, if I can, I'd like to say hello to Dina and Kabor. And I have some friends listening in from...
Thomas is in the chat room.
Yeah, I have
Kid
some
Jackie.
Friends that don't listen to this show, but live in Aurora, Colorado, and their names are Al and Kathy, and they're listening in for the first time. So, with that, do you want to take a call, or you want me to keep spinning, or what do you want me to do? It's up to you.
Well, why don't we go ahead? Can you find another request from the chat room that you have?
I'm already set up for about 20 of them.
Oh my goodness, Joe!
We do have another. Here we go. This is by the Rondells, the original, the one and only. That goes out to Dina.
Please. free. Won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue heartache for certain. And when those blue memories are hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas.
Different version of the song, but I always like him.
Absolutely.
And I see you want Alvin. And I got Alvin all queued up, and I've got a Jody's song all ready to go, and I've got Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I've got all these songs. I even got the Ramones still waiting in the background, and Ray Charles.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have a lot of songs that we haven't gotten to yet.
Well, let's let her rip.
Okay, we definitely have to go to Alvin, because I know Kid Shaggy, he wanted that one too. And he wanted it, he likes it a little faster. We'll give
That's
it to him.
That's why I said that. Alvin?
And here it comes.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song? Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it. Alvin.
Thank you.
Very good, boys. No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it. Now, wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that down.
That's a funny one.
Yeah, I know.
I think
it
Paul
takes you right back to being a kid. You know who that song reminds me of? And I wish he was here with us tonight. That song reminds me of our HR.
Oh, yeah.
Our house rodent.
Yeah.
I love the house rodent so much. So I'm giving a big shout out to our house rodent. Love you and miss you. And I hope he's having a wonderful holiday season. Our house rodent is always loved here at the Rad Reality Show. He does such wonderful work. And if you guys haven't gone and checked out his YouTube channel, go and check it out. He has lots of great laughs on his YouTube channel. So go and check him out. He's a great, great guy.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Paul.
When did that Alvin and the Chipmunks song, do you have the date that came out?
No, but I would guesstimate at about 1963 or 64.
The reason I mention it is because I remember, Mom, Dad, I want that record. I had the 45. I played it so often that it probably drove my parents insane, and the record got all scratched up, and I no longer have it. But, of course, Joe, you know that you also have to play it. I had a 45, so I played it at the 33 speed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, played it slow so I could hear them singing normally. At any rate, Joe,
yes?
this would seem the appropriate time. We have somebody I'm going to bring up on the air, Cherry, that requests a song, and I went out and I found it for him. He says, I want to call in and request it. So welcome, Kid Shacky.
Hey.
Yo, what's up, Cherry? What's up,
hey,
Paul?
Hey, Kid.
Hey.
I love the Ron Rad show, and I think this Christmas show is really good. I love all the music you're playing.
Thank you. Aw,
Kid, you rock, dude.
You guys rock awesome. Anyway, the song I want to hear is by Selena Gomez, and it's also by The Scene. It's a really cool song. I just love it. You all love it. It's called Winter Wonderland.
All right, and I'm going to play it. Here we go, Kid.
All right, thank you.
That was rocking.
Kid Zachy, he persisted, and I decided I would find that, Joe, and I'm kind of glad I did because, you know, this is what I love about this show is I'm hearing songs and versions of these songs that I hadn't heard before, and I'm loving it. And Joe, you certainly have shared new versions with me of songs. This is great. This is just great.
I got one more for Red Wine that she asked for a long time ago, and it probably go with it. It's by the Ramones, and it's called Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight, here on the Red Reality Show.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to be fighting like this.
Christmas Red Wine.
We're getting some great requests tonight.
I still got a whole page full. I'm trying to get them out there. But I like to hear people like Kansas call in and say who they like and stuff. I do have the traditional songs too, and I want to make sure that Jody knows that I do have her two songs that they wanted. So they're a little older, but I got a lot of blues Christmas, a lot of big band Christmas, you know, the normal Brenda Lee's, you know.
It just went ding, ding, ding in my head. One of the songs I remember Ron played more than once was by Brenda Lee. So put that on your list. That was the... Is the title of that one? I think it's Rock Around the Christmas Tree.
Absolutely, and it's ready to be played. And this is by Brenda Lee, and this goes out to our good friend Ron.
Bye.
That's for Ron. I played it loud enough so he could hear it.
That's so awesome. I miss him so much. But, you know, I know he's here with us, and I know he's so proud of this show continuing and everybody here being together tonight, just as he would have it. He wouldn't want it any other way.
I agree.
So, what else do you have, Joe?
Well, I've got one Jody's been waiting on. And this one goes out to Jody, and it's by Bobby Helms. Everybody should know this. It's another oldie but goodie here on the Ron Rad Show. Yeah, if it starts, wait one second. I got to get it's a lot of cursing here. There we go. There you go, Jody.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. Gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell.
Creeping up on me.
I'm so, sorry. I have to keep muting myself because I...
You're dancing.
I can't be singing along with a hot mic. It would spoil everybody's time. Hey, that is somebody... I think it was Jen brought it up. Yeah, that... yes. Deb Mrs. Evil, who... made up some songs for us after that one Big Brother season. Remember that, Jerry?
Right.
She said that she had come up with one, and I don't get why she's not calling in.
I know.
You know? So we will stay tuned for that little special appearance.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting.
Hey, here is something in the chat room that maybe we can just chat real quickly so Joe can get back to his music. But Dina brought up, ask people what their favorite Christmas movie was, and we're getting several. I said it's easy for me. It's A Wonderful Life, and Jen Frog's A Christmas Vacation, another good one. Jody said Miracle on 24th, 34th. I think it is. Is it 34th? Yes.
Yeah, it Jody, it's 10 blocks.
And... what about you guys? What are some of your favorite Christmas movies? Put you on the spot.
I don't really watch a lot of movies. That's never really... I just don't watch a whole lot of movies. That's never been really something that... I don't know. I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies.
I bet you I can raise the chat room with this, especially the ladies. Do you remember the movie Prancer? Prancer was a great movie. No?
I don't know.
Oh, Joanne just came back in the room. Hi, Joanie. you know what? I want to play a song kind of for myself, but it's also Paul's heard it and freaked out how good it was. And it's called, you know, the song Joy to the World?
Yes.
This is a version done by Vanessa Williams with Brian McKnight.
Wow.
And you got to hear this one because this is the arrangement and her voice. We forget how she sang, or still does, I guess.
That maybe sounds interesting.
Then we maybe get Joan on the phone. Maybe she'll call up.
If I sounded a little distracted there, I was sending Deb a message. So maybe we'll get her in here to sing her song.
Well, Jen Frog did say, she reported, it's off the screen in the chat area now, she said that Deb was claiming she was at work and didn't have the song ready, and maybe next time she'll have it. I think that's just an excuse myself.
She said she had one verse already ready, so even if you get one verse, that would be great.
Anyway, that's just to update. There's one. Somebody's throwing out some movies. Bad Santa. That I never thought that would be an interesting movie, just because it seems like we shouldn't be bad over Christmas, but that was kind of funny. I haven't seen many movies either, Cherry, but there are certainly a number of Christmas movies that I do recall watching. So,
White Christmas is playing right now on AMC. Oh,
that's another good one. That's an old classic Christmas movie. Well, I just figured that maybe you might have seen them many years ago, Cherry, as opposed to recently.
What's the one where he says you'll shoot your eye out?
Oh, that's Christmas.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
That's the one that they play every year.
Yeah.
We probably should have Kansas up. She's probably screaming over there saying, that's what it is.
Hey, looky there.
Kansas, is that what it is?
Yep, Christmas Story.
I also want to mention that one of our previous just listening on the phone just pushed the one, so it's like, uh-oh, we must have said something that they wanted to talk about. I don't know if you saw that, Jerry.
Well, let's do this. Area code 812.
Hey, Cherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way. And who would that be by?
Well, I'm talking about for movies-wise.
Oh, for movies.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Very good. Arnold Schwarzenegger set in the Twin Cities.
That's right. I was just going to say, kid, that part of that was filmed here.
Yeah, wasn't
really?
That? Yeah. That was with Danny DeVito?
DeVito, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, wait a minute. Now they're just making up names. Jen Frog says a movie.
No, that's
called
a movie. That's a movie
Christmas. Wait, let people who are listening that don't see the chat area. Jen Frog says Christmas with the Cranks. And that is for real, Joe?
Yeah,
that is a real
movie.
One.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis and what's his name?
Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen. Thanks.
You know, when we have a bunch of geezers up here, I'm not going to use the O word. I know. I lead the pack in that category. It's funny how we go. And what's his name? Whatchamacallit? And Dina brought up something that is true. Nowadays, all of our watching time, Cherry, you see that, is spent watching TV, not movies, and especially reality shows.
Exactly. With too much, like I say all the time, so much reality, so little time. I don't have time to watch movies.
I'm watching
so much reality TV. I don't have time for movies.
All right, rattle off if anybody can do this, because it seems like every time I see a commercial now for some of the new reality shows, coming in January, I know Biggest Loser's coming back. Of course, Mob Wives is coming in January.
January 4th.
All right. But
American Idol?
American Idol comes up in January. There's a bunch of them. I just keep seeing advertisements for a lot of these reality shows, and it seems like they're all popping up for to air in January. So, Jerry, we don't have much of a break before we get all these big ones coming back again.
Paul.
I'm sorry.
There is a show coming up on Spike TV.
Na 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 na. Listening. Na 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 na.
I don't know how many of you watched this before. It was one of my favorite reality TV shows, but they could only do it like once. But now they're bringing it back. Joe Schmo is coming back.
Oh, God.
No way.
And I am so excited to see another Joe Schmo. That is one of the most brilliant reality shows ever.
Candace just starts laughing at the mere thought of that show.
I love that show. The entire show was set up so that everybody else knew that it was a reality show except one person.
That's the ultimate, not prank. What's that? See here.
The ultimate prank, basically. I mean, it was so, so good. It was just, oh, my gosh.
I'll never
forget him saying, "What is going on?" It was just so awesome. And when I saw the commercial that they were going to do another one, my husband and I both just about flew off the couches. It was, if you could have seen our faces, we both were just like, oh my God. So I had to announce there is going to be another Joe Schmo.
I have to admit that back then I wasn't as into reality shows, and I caught a few of those episodes, but as I recall, it was it's worth, you know, a second look, and because I heard a lot of people loved it, I will. I was going na na na, plugging my ears, because every time Cherry says, "Paul, there's a new one," I freak out because I don't want to add more to my list. But Joe, I told me about this show, Killer Karaoke.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what a crazy show that is.
And they don't give out any money at all.
Hey, Dina.
Just nuts.
Yeah, it is. It's over-the-top nuts. And Dina just brought up that another season of Redneck Vacation is coming, but do I recall that they're not doing the same family for the next one? Did I hear wrong?
I don't
know. I haven't seen the promos for that one. And
Road Trip.
It says Road Trip.
Okay.
And yes, it is a new family. Well, if they learned anything from the first family, I'm sure they're not going to put on a boring family. I think it will still be good. I mean, I do look forward to that as well. So, all right. Look what happened.
And here's another one, you guys. Celebrity Apprentice. They're going to be bringing back favorites from all the different seasons.
When do you know when
Dina
that?
Dina says it's the same
aired?
Family coming back on Redneck Vacation.
Okay, good.
And course, the amazing Joanne Race.
The amazing Joanne Race. The amazing race. They're going to be doing an amazing race in Canada, which is going to stay in Canada.
I wouldn't want to.
You mean stay in Canada? You mean they're not going around the world? They're just traveling throughout Canada?
That's from what I understand. That's the Amazing Race Canada is going to stay in Canada.
Is that the
you know what? Do you know what?
Joanne,
I just
you can
realized?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I understand, that's the way it's. Only season one is in Canada. That's what she said.
Okay. Hey, Cherry, do you know what I just realized? We can't help ourselves when we bring up the topic of reality TV, and we've got basically this was supposed to be a lot of Christmas music, but as soon as we start talking reality TV, there's no stopping us, is there?
Did anybody watch The Voice last night?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just over the top about The Voice. That's one of my favorite shows.
I
was
so
happy about Cassidy.
Me too. She was my pick.
Me too.
I
love
her.
Yes. We're so alike. I love her.
All right,
I predict she's gonna have a career like Carrie Underwood.
I think so too.
Hey, we have some chanting in the chat room going on now. More music.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
No, I don't have her.
Oh, dude, all I want for Christmas is you. That's so good.
Yeah, but I have it for somebody else.
Okay, we'll get some music on, and we'll bring you back up in just a little while, Kansas, okay?
Love you.
Love you too, babe. All right, Joe, what do you got for us now?
I got Joy to the World with Vanessa Williams featuring Brian McKnight. And if I can, I'll go to another song, okay, after that, a short one, and we'll come right back.
Sounds good.
This is one of Paul's favorites, and if Paul keeps on talking, I'm going to be forced to play Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. So I know he doesn't want to hear that. So, okay, Joy to the World by Vanessa Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Joy is the gift he brings. Joy is the song we sing. Joy may it cover everything. Joy, joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth
Joy, 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 joy.
with a song of a wintry
That's we're expecting that too, Cherry. It's gonna snow.
It's not snowing here. It's a downpour. I mean, just a monsoon, just cloudburst completely. Clouds opened up, and it is just pouring out there.
Well, I'm supposed to get 4 inches by tomorrow here.
Wow. Yeah, it's hitting just north of us, and we're right on the borderline. I'm so glad we're not getting the snow. We're actually going to have thunderstorms.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're right on that border. We might get a few flurries. We could get a little ice. We're right on the borderline. So.
All right. Chuck, We've got, as far as geography goes, we've got Missouri. Right on the top of Missouri is Iowa. Right on the top of Iowa is Minnesota. And fortunately, for me at least, Iowa is going to be getting hammered by snow. It's going to just miss Minneapolis to the south. But you've got thunderstorms for Missouri, blizzard-like foot and a half of snow in Iowa, and... Yeah, so I thought it wasn't supposed to happen tonight, Cherry.
Well,
it's happening.
It got here early because the clouds just opened up. All of a sudden, I just heard it hitting. We have like a metal roof over our back deck, and when it rains, you can really hear it. And it just came pouring down all of a sudden. I mean, they said, later tonight we're supposed to get, the thunderstorms and thunder snow possibly and that kind of thing. But they said we wouldn't really have any accumulation. So
yeah.
That's what we're expecting for later tonight. But I had no idea it would start this early. So, but it did.
Well, it's coming our way, and it's supposed to rain all night and then snow in the morning. And we're supposed to get 4 inches, really. So that's not going to be good. By the way, that song was dedicated to Paul's mom, Miss Ella Fitzgerald, singing Sleigh Ride.
I want to say goodbye to Joanne. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. She's got to go. She works a 13-hour retail shift tomorrow. So take care, sweetie. Get lots of rest. And thank you so much for coming in and joining us tonight.
I want to say to Joanne, bless your heart. I can only imagine what it's like retail during the Christmas season. I hope we were able to. I hope the music we've been playing has settled you down and warmed your heart. And have a great rest of the night, Joanne.
Love you, Joanne. Happy holidays to you and your son. We love you, girl. Thank you for your support for the Rad Reality Show, and we adore you.
Definitely do.
I can't imagine working with all those customers in the holiday season. It's certainly not the best time. You know, some people are very, very kind during the holiday seasons, you know, and will be patient and be kind and say happy holidays and have the patience of a saint, you know, during the holidays. And other people are so cranky and so mean and not be patient and push and shove. And, you know, there's both kinds out there. And I don't know that I would have the patience to work retail anymore. You know, used to in my younger years, I certainly could have done it, and I did do it, but I couldn't do it, I don't think, anymore. I don't know that I would have the patience for the unkind people out there. I would fight back. I would say something, you know, and just say, you know, look, it's Christmas time. Be kind, you know. That's my motto this year. Be kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, I watched the Ellen DeGeneres. I have this question. Maybe somebody out there can tell me, because I'm going to have to admit something now that I hate admitting. But I don't normally watch the Ellen show. And I saw it the other day, and she said at the end of the show.
Oh, I thought so. That's where you got it from.
No, and I didn't know. And I saw it, and I was like, wow, I didn't. I thought, I wonder if people think that that's where I got it from, because I didn't know that she said it.
I did.
And I didn't know that she said it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I wonder if people think that's where I got it from, because I don't.
Paul's raising his hand saying, yes, I did, but I have no problem because it's lots of people should say it. I really did think that's where you picked it up from, and I have no problem with that.
I didn't know. Until
that's
the other
crazy.
Day, I saw her show, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. She just said that. And then I thought, I wonder if people think that I said that because she said it.
No,
and
Sherry,
so I thought, I'm going to have to ask.
Actually, she never said it until she listened to the Rad Reality Show and heard you talk.
Right, Paul. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know how we have so many reality shows and not enough time. We have so much music and not that much time. So you got some more, I'm sure, ready to go there, Chi-Town?
I got two lined up. One you'll know and one you won't know, but it swings and you'll dance. And I'm ready to go with it.
What do you think, Cherry?
Let's do it.
Okay, this one you all know and you can sing along, and the next one you can dance along. Here on the Rad Reality Show Network.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me.
Have a holly jolly Christmas,
and in case you didn't hear,
ho, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Thank you.
That was Hey Santa by the Royal Crown Review. And we heard
awesome.
Yeah, wasn't that kind of hot and bouncy? And then we heard the one and only Burl Ives with Holly Jolly Christmas.
You've got tunes there, Joe, Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
I got a lot of them. I got one by Sharon Jones. You've probably never heard it. It's really good. It's kind of soulful. And the title of the song is Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects.
I can honestly say I have never heard that one before.
I'm sure you haven't.
What about Cherry? I can guess what you would like to hear, but any requests from the host?
Well, I do, but Joe knows what I want to hear at the end. I have something to give away, and I'm not sure how we're going to go about this.
The diehards are in the room.
And I would like for Joe to be eligible as well, and he's already up on the air with us. We have Kansas up on the air with us. And I want everyone who's here with us tonight to be eligible, so I'm not real sure how we can go about this, Paul.
Okay. The variable that we have to consider is that those that are on live with us on the phone or on Skype, they can hear what you say like 30 seconds prior to what the other listeners. So I don't know what you...
I don't want to be involved. Let everybody else, because of... I'm on Skype, and I have all the controls here, so it wouldn't be fair.
Well, it depends on what kind of game or what you had in mind. We didn't talk about this ahead of time, so we could talk about it now, and I could give you my thoughts, but...
We can do something simple, just like pick a number or something. I want it to be fair. But I did put in the promo, and I do have something that I want to give away to our loyal supporters for Christmas. It's not a lot. I wanted to have more prepared for tonight, but as you all know, things got a little crazy for me right here before Christmas, and I've not been able to be as prepared as I would have liked to have been, and I apologize for that. But I do have something I want to offer.
All right.
While Joe plays another song, Paul and I will talk amongst ourselves figure out a quick little, way that we can share this. And when we come back, we'll have a little game or something that we can play, and we'll give away a gift when we come back.
Hey, Joe.
So,
yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
Try to pick in the songs that you're ready to play. Don't pick one that's too short.
Yeah.
Give us
a little time.
You want a 4-minute song or over?
Yeah, no, 4 is good.
Okay, this is by Amy Grant, ladies and gentlemen, and I like it a lot. It's sentimental to me. It reminds me of my sister, and it's called A Christmas to Remember here on the Ron Rad Show.
Thank you.
Hey, that's a great song.
Thank you so much, Joe. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was? Okay. I didn't hear any of it.
We've got a way that we can make this fair for everyone.
Including you, Joe.
That's right. So everyone get ready. And we're going to have to make this quick. So we're not going to dally. Just make sure that you're ready. Paul has sent me a number from 1 to 100. Everyone, when I say go, select a number between 1 and 100. The person closest to the number that Paul has sent me is going to win a T-shirt that says, I talked to my favorite reality star on the Rad Reality Show. And you can choose either a extra large or a small. That's the only two sizes I have. An extra large or a small T-shirt that says, I talked to my favorite reality star on the Rad Reality Show. So choose your number now.
Write them down, Cherry.
Well, none of those shirts will fit me.
Joe, I don't care.
You can get it autographed and frame it.
Joe, what's your number? Say it now.
I can't say it because Dina took it.
Well, choose another one.
21.
Write it down, Cherry.
I got it.
Why aren't we seeing more numbers, Chatters? There we go. Jen's in there. Jody, a zero doesn't... Oh, she said okay. There, we're getting them. There, we're getting them. Do we have everybody? We got... I don't know if we got Thomas.
Yep.
Okay.
Kabor, you got Kabor, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He's the last one.
Did MNBB fan post? Sorry,
I hit the wrong button.
Did MNBB fan post his number?
I think he's...
I haven't seen it, but Cherry, some of these people that are still in the chat might be taking a potty break or something, you know. So we got to go with what we got.
Okay. It looks to me like... we might have a winner. What do you see, Paul?
I'm double checking the one that, yeah, I think I do see the winner. Yes.
Okay, we've got our winner. And our winner is Face Ones. Mr. Thomas got the closest to our number. I went ahead and posted, just so everyone knows that this is fair, I posted the number on Ron's Facebook page.
Yes, but I want to let people know the number I gave Cherry was 44.
Oh, that's nice.
So, just so everyone knew we were being fair, I wanted to post it somewhere. So, I went and posted it on Ron's Facebook page. So, the time was there, and it would be somewhere where we could all go and say, you know, yes, the number was there. And so, Thomas, you win the T-shirt. Thank you guys so much for playing, and I will get the T-shirt out to
Thomas right away. I appreciate everyone so much for supporting the Rad Reality Show, and I know Ron would be so proud. And we're going to keep playing some music. And
yes,
Paul and I
want...
decided while we were gone talking about the game that we are going to continue going into podcasts tonight and just keep playing some songs. And we're enjoying ourselves in doing this. So we're going to go over our allotted 2 hours tonight and just keep playing songs. And
all right, and those that want to call on their phone and listen in, you can still hear it, or those that are moving on, the podcast will be available probably within an hour after the show ends tonight, and you can listen to that third hour of Christmas music. Joe, I am going to ask you, we're going to do a kind of a mini-closer for those that are listening.
Okay.
And I want you to just play... I want you to play "O Holy Night," and that should bring us right to the end of when we lose our stream. And I'm going to let Ron say thank you to everybody for Merry Christmas. So those that are listening live will hear it. And when this is done in about 25 seconds, Joe, you can play that song, and we'll have enough to fit in. Go ahead.
I want to close off the show. So thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festa. So, y'all, thank you. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. Finish off the show with a little Christmas music to all of my listeners. Thank you for a great year, and I thank you guys. Merry Christmas, and thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for being here with us tonight and supporting us all through the year. We love you all so very much. I hope everyone has very happy holidays with your families. Be kind to each other, love one another, and know that Ron is looking down and is so proud of everyone who's here tonight and all of you who support us all through the year. Take care and be just loving throughout this holiday season. And we hope you all come back and join us tomorrow night for our Survivor show. It'll be our finale show for the Survivor season, Philippines. Good night, everyone who's going to be going away, but we are going to continue to carry on the show and record and podcast. We're just having too much fun. So
yeah,
we're going to keep going.
I'm loving that we did a little pre-closer, even though the show is going on. Our live listeners got to hear it kind of wrap up with just a beautiful, beautiful version of Oh Holy Night. I love that song. Joe, I want to thank you again for sharing all your wonderful music with us. I think as people might tune in on the podcast, Joe,
yes.
I was thinking when they get to this point, I want you to highlight the four songs that we are going to save to the end that you will end up playing to close out the podcast. We'll leave enough room for you to play it, but the listeners will go, oh, he's going to play those at the end of the show. I'm going to continue to listen. So tell everybody what those four songs are going to be that close it out.
Well, they were actually five, but now four. And the first one would be Hallelujah by Justin Timberlake. He did for a benefit when Haiti was hit bad. Of course, we're going to do Ave Maria by Pavarotti. We're going to do the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Happy Christmas by John Lennon. And then we always close with White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
So that was our little teaser to the podcast listeners of what you need to stay tuned to listen to, because those are quite a good closing selection. I'm looking forward to hearing those. Now is my chance to ask for, and I'm sure that people will enjoy listening to this. Joe has the song Bing Crosby and David Bowie did, Little Drummer Boy Slant, What Night, whatever it is. I forget the name of it, Joe, but it also includes, because he played it for me, it includes the dialogue between Bing and David Bowie prior to them launching into the song, and it just adds a little extra depth to the enjoyment of that song. So I certainly want to hear that. I know you have to cue that up specially, so I hope I'm not putting you on the spot right now. If you can't play it now.
Huh? Ready to go. It's ready to go for you, Paul.
Cool.
Should I play it?
Let's do that. Better rip.
Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Hello. Are you the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in. Come in.
Yes. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America,
right? Ha! Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
You go back that far, huh?
Yeah, I'm not as young as I look. None of us is these days. In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
I think 2 months after that.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of the music you've been playing are from some awfully great artists that have passed on, but I didn't know that it was his last Christmas special, but I think I saw it live when it happened, and I never can hear that version enough. It would seem so odd, those two pairing up at the time.
Yeah,
but it was perfect.
Well, I have a suggestion that just came out, and it's another pairing of a kind of a goofy couple, another couple of guys, and it's Mike Blubé with Blake Shelton singing.
Oh, that sounds good.
Singing the song "Home." Would you like to hear that, Cherry?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That sounds like a great pairing. Let me just interject here, because Cherry and I talked about Blake Shelton. We're both big Blake Shelton fans from watching The Voice, and we love his heart and the kind of person he is. And just putting those two together, I'm excited to hear it.
Well, Paul, you didn't watch The Voice early on, but Michael Bublé was actually one of the coach's assistants on The Voice, and he assisted Blake with the coaching early on in The Voice, and so I'm not surprised to hear that they did this because he was there with Blake and doing the coaching during the early portion of the season of The Voice. So I'm anxious to hear this.
And real quickly, hold on real quickly, Jerry. I did see a piece near the end episodes where Blake actually gathered his original team of, what, like 16 artists that were on his team, and he included them as a chorus for his Christmas album. So even all those people that had been eliminated early on and didn't have the spotlight, they now can say, I'm on a Blake Shelton record, and I am not remembering the Christmas song, but it was, did you see that? I thought it was beautiful.
I saw a little bit of it. I think he just had the best team this year, and I'm anxious to hear this. I love Blake Shelton. I think he's an awesome person. He's got a great heart. And if people like country music, I mean, him and his wife are just, like, at the top of the list right now for country music. So, you know,
I got a lot of country music I didn't play tonight.
Well, I don't know how many people in our chat room are really country music fans, but
yeah.
He's definitely up there at the top of the list. Him and his wife both are just phenomenal.
Joe,
his wife has one of the best voices on the planet.
Amanda, no, Lambert.
Oh,
right. Anyway,
my mind
yes.
is.
Little did you know, Joe, by just mentioning Blake Shelton's name, how Jerry and I would launch into it.
Well,
we can do that about any kind of subject when it comes
right.
to reality TV and these shows.
This song in particular, when I heard it, I thought the words and the passion on how they sing it, and I thought of Cherry and Rich.
Aww.
And
thank
how
you the, so much, Joe.
That's, you know, how the passion you two live life with and share for each other, and that's why I wanted to play this song.
Oh, wow.
The podcast, because it just reminds me of you guys, you know, and that's all I have to say. So,
aww.
So let me play this and we'll come right back. We have a bunch of songs and we still have to get to all those ending songs.
Right.
But, this is Home, and this is for Cherry and Rich.
Far to go, but I want to go home. I need to go home. Maybe surrounded by strangers and Christmas lights, I shouldn't feel so alone, but I want to go home. God, I miss you, you know. I can close my eyes and see the angels. Blanket of snow outside, and all my friends and family. And now I know that you're no further than a call away. I need to see a call could never be. You are.
make it back by Christmas Eve. Another Christmas Day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna be home. Now I'm surrounded by this cold December night.
I just thought of you guys and sitting in the house in the snow, and you always are so you're so close. You know what I mean?
Thank you,
Joe,
so much, Joe.
What where can we people find that? What album is it on? I hope they did more than just that one song, because that's a perfect pairing.
I think that's off the Blake album. But I will tell you in about 30 seconds, not even that. And your answer, Paul, would be 20 that you asked me.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm looking for it. It's called Cheers, It's Christmas by Blake Shelton.
I wasn't sure how. You know, sometimes you have these duets that it's good, but they don't really seem like they fit together. That was like a glove. That was absolutely perfect. I love that song.
It is a beautiful song. It really, truly is. Not that we, we got to always say everything is great and beautiful, but,
really was, though. Yeah. That was gorgeous.
I do love it. Should we continue?
Absolutely.
This,
as Cowboy would say, absolutely. Now, speaking of Cowboy and David and Mary, Joe told me ahead of time that he picked a couple of Christmas songs especially for those two, and I don't know if they're still on your playlist there, if you were planning on playing them.
I certainly can, if you give me a second here. I gotta find them really quickly. I've got, and it's funny, if you want to have a laugh, Cowboys is by Blake Shelton also.
Perfect.
With Reba McEntire.
Perfect.
Awesome.
And it's called Oklahoma Christmas.
We'll have
let's have an old-fashioned two-step in time round that little old.
Steak.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed? You know what I noticed in comparison with the Michael Bublé pairing? Blake sounded a lot more country when he sings with Reba.
He really does.
Go ahead. What do you have on the table for us now?
This, I was listening a couple of weeks ago. And Mary and David were on, I think they were with Louie, actually. And Mary complained that they don't have a theme song when they come on their show. And I felt so bad for them. But this, I started looking for this song. And Paul, I played it for Paul before I had bought it. And he went nuts for it because he knows who the artist is, and I didn't know who the artist was, but this song is for David and Mary and their children, who has had a rough year this year, and this is called Christmas in Kentucky.
It's Christmas. everywhere, every village and every town, and anywhere a heart God came to give his gift to.
Beautiful song, and Cherry, you may not know it, but once I tell you who sang that, you'll know why. That is done by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Wow.
And you know that that was Ron's probably all-time favorite artist is Christian music. And Joe had no clue about that part when he found that particular song, and he told me I got chills.
Wow. And what a beautiful song. You know, every song he's played, it seems like since we've gone into podcast, has just been more beautiful than the one before it. And I'm so anxious for everyone else to be able to hear these songs. I certainly hope that people come back and listen to the podcast, because these are just beautiful, beautiful songs that you've selected, Joe. And
thank you.
I appreciate so much you doing this for us. It's been a wonderful show, and I thank you so, so much for sharing all these wonderful songs with us, doing this for us on the show. It's been a great, fun show, and we've never been able to do this before. And without you, we wouldn't be able to do it tonight. So
well,
I really appreciate
it. Able to do it without you.
a big love fest. I must say it. I'm so glad I got you hooked into doing this via Skype, because this just is working out beautiful.
It sounds all right, I hope. So that's the main thing. And I hope that everybody is listening, and especially this last hour or whatever here, will love these songs, because they do get better. Everyone, like you say, Cherry.
I'm certain they will. I'll make sure when I post the rebroadcast that I let them know.
Yeah.
How beautiful the third hour is.
Well, I got two more songs, and then we are going to start the closing songs.
Okay.
All right, let me just clue you in. We have a certain number of songs, like I teased them at the beginning of the podcast hour, that we want to fit in, and we don't want to run out of time. So I will be the clock watcher and make sure, and go ahead and let's hear what you got, Joe.
This is Natalie Cole, the first Noel.
To search for shepherds.
Take a train, go and hop an aeroplane.
For Louie, our good Louie, because he loves Perry Como and Frank Sinatra and all those guys.
Yes, Perry Como, I knew that immediately. There's another one that blessed us with his talent.
Many years ago. And his always Christmas specials.
Okay, I think you're going to run out of time to play Cherry's song if you don't hurry up and stop chatting.
I'm just going to say this first song, I'm going to go through all these songs nonstop so we have time to say goodbye. But the first song is Hallelujah by Justin Timberlake. And this one goes out to New Jersey, New York, and Newtown. And God bless you all. This is Hallelujah.
on an open file. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and things on his sleigh. And every mother's child. Reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from one to many two. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry.
Collection to the Rad Reality Show tonight to do this for all of us. It's been beautiful.
It's been
can
my.
Can we go into a fourth hour?
I got it.
Oh, I know you do, Joe. That was a beautiful ending set that you played, and so you know when we normally have the switchboard up, it gives us a countdown timer so we know how much time is left. We're doing this on our own, and it looks like we've got just 2 minutes left. Any closing thoughts from you, Joe?
I'd just like to thank you and Paul and Cherry and all the hosts that make my week every week. And I'd like to thank Ron.
Yes.
For providing this forum. And thank you very much to all the listeners, especially of this podcast tonight. And
well, it's our Christmas present to our listeners, and I'm going to take a little bit of that present for myself because it was a gift, and I thank you for that, Joe.
It was my pleasure.
We want to say thank you to all of our listeners out there for joining us and for listening to the podcast later. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of you. We hope that you and your families are all happy and healthy through the holiday season, for the Happy New Year, for the year to come. May God bless you and your families. Be healthy, be kind. We love you all, and we thank you so much for the support you offered us. We're going to close our show again with Ron, as we always do. And it has been such a pleasure to do this show tonight for all of you. Thank you again. Here's Ron. Good night, everyone. God bless.